Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I'm Allison, and today's episode's going to be a little bit of a vulnerable one for me, more of a behind-the-scenes look into my own journey with podcasting. And this isn't going to be just how I helped clients or how I help them now, but this is going to be about a way that I used to create content for my own podcast, not this one, and why I had to completely shift how I do things. And if you've ever felt like you're just throwing content into the void and you're hoping something will stick, somebody will listen, this episode's going to be for you. Let's rewind a little bit. When I started my first podcast, yes, I had another one before this one, I had so much excitement and none of the structure. I would literally sit down and brainstorm a bunch of topic ideas, and I actually would teach this on that podcast. I would just plug in a bunch of episode ideas, put them into a Google Doc or a Google Sheets, one of the Googles, and I literally would just start listing topics, anything that I could think of. I even had an episode on how to come up with content ideas. And then what I would do is I would just take those episode ideas and just kind of plug them into my calendar, pretty much based on just what felt good in the moment. Sometimes I had content that would flow together. Other times it was just like, what do I feel like talking about on this day? And was the content helpful? Of course, sure. I think so. I hope so. But I didn't have a strategy with what I was doing with it. It literally was like, here's a topic. The next week it was a completely different topic. And there's so many podcasts out there like that. And that works for some of them. And some of it, it's perfectly fine. But when you have a podcast where you want it to sell for you and help you gain clients, you have to have more to it. So thinking back to my old podcast, there was no big picture. I had a purpose because I tell everybody, set a goal. My goal was to create more visibility and to get my voice out there, but I didn't really have an intentional path that I was taking my listeners on. I literally was just trying to put something out there valuable each week that I thought they needed to hear. Maybe it was answering a question, which sounds fine in theory, but when I started doing it, it was just really scattered. And that actually was harder for me to come up with content. And I didn't end that podcast because it was hard. I actually could have kept going. I eventually just thought I needed to pivot my business and that it wasn't going to be about podcasting anymore. So I needed to pivot. And my last episode even talked about permission to pivot and just how things were happening with my dad. And ironically, I recorded it the week before he passed. And I remember in that episode talking about, I need to figure out what's happening in my life and all these things. And it really kind of happened at a good time because I don't know what I would have talked to. I don't know. We can't go back. But I was also at the same time, this is why I call it my midlife crisis. I can be way more vulnerable than I have in the other episodes. I just felt like I needed to like cut all costs. Like I just needed to pivot my business and it wasn't going to be about podcast management. And that meant I didn't need the podcast anymore and I needed money more than the podcast. So I took it down. Really, I didn't take it down. I just canceled my Captivate subscription, which takes it down. I've had clients ask me in the past, if I stop paying for my host, will it? Yes, it takes it down. I mean, if you're not paying for it, they're not going to keep putting it out, which shows how you own your content. So always back up your episodes. Thank goodness I had mine in Google Docs a Google Drive folder. I still have my episodes. So, I mean, if I wanted to replay them, I could. But for a while, I thought maybe I had outgrown what I was doing. But now looking back 7 months later, I don't know. I didn't need to stop doing everything. I needed time to rethink what I was doing. But it did take me going through this little midlife crisis to really figure out what it was I wanted. And all the time, I just wanted to help people in a more meaningful way, which is why the way I had my business before, I've said this, I think in the last episode, I was more of the doer. And I wanted to be more of like, someone who could really help them. Like all of these clients I had that were struggling to record. And I'm like, I felt like I could do more. And it hurts me now to think I didn't, but all I can do is keep moving forward. And I did to start this podcast, I didn't need a new podcast. I needed a new approach to it. So I wasn't just starting this podcast because I took the other one down. This podcast is going to be different. This is 5 episodes in, and I hope that it already has, especially if you used to listen to my old podcast. But the only reason why the other one didn't work, looking back, what I was missing is, like what I said, a strategy. I wasn't thinking about where I wanted my listener to go. I wasn't connecting my content to my offer. I would just say, you know, if you need help, let me know. I was basically just producing episodes to have a podcast. And I kind of feel like that's what I was teaching my clients to do. And not that that is wrong in any way. And I, again, this is very vulnerable for me to say, because I almost feel like I did a disservice to my clients. And I know deep down I didn't, but I still have that, you know, did I? But, and here's the thing, helpful content is good, but helpful strategic content, that's what's going to help you build your business. And that's when I realized that I wasn't marketing using my podcast to market like purposefully. I was just showing up, hoping it would work. That's the big word right there, hoping. And it was like that stupid saying you always hear, like throwing spaghetti at the wall. And I hate that saying. I don't know why I'm using it, but that's what it was. And I was just thinking, okay, this podcast is part of my marketing funnel. But yes, it was. But my podcast itself wasn't a funnel. And that is what I am doing differently now. So let's fast forward to now and how this podcast is, I mean, it's not completely different, but it is so much different. I am building this one around what I now call my podcast first marketing. I thought of the term. Did I come up with it? I'm sure somebody else has used it before, but it's not taken. So I am claiming it. And basically what I do now is every month I'm creating a 4-episode series that basically works like a mini sales funnel. And each series is going to start with more of that awareness content, and it builds the connection. And I take them through this process, and I use my framework, which I call the DRA framework. So it's like the discover part, like they're discovering who I am, they're becoming aware of who I am. And then I start relating to them, and I want people to realize, oh my gosh, she's speaking to me. And then it just takes them through some objections and things that I can clear up that you may not understand about podcasting, and give you a clear call to action as to what to do next, not just content. It's more intentional. And this is exactly what I help my clients do now. Instead of just batching random episodes that they feel like we want to talk about, we build a strategy. We map out the listener journey. Where is the listener going to go from here to here to here to here? And we fit the podcasting, the whole podcast, into their schedule, into a way that makes sense. And we connect every episode to their offer. The first 3 usually go to either a freebie, a lead magnet. You can talk about your offer, but that 4th episode is building up to your offer. And this approach has changed everything. And not just for me, but how I support my clients. Like I said, I used to be the doer. Just let me edit your episode. I'll upload it, you know, to-do list, check off the box. And don't get me wrong, I still love doing that part. And I loved just being that person for a while. But eventually, it started to feel like I was just going through the motions, and I got burnt out. I knew I wanted to do more than just manage a podcast. I wanted to help them. I wanted to help build this, I don't know, a podcast that actually works for their business. And that meant stepping more into a strategy role. And at first, that felt scary. I used to tell people, I don't like strategy. Strategy is just like this big word, and I don't know if I'm doing it right. And I finally took a coach to tell me, you do strategy. When you tell them to do this, 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 and this, that's strategy. And it's like, I wasn't allowing myself to realize that that's what I was doing. And I could think of a specific friend that I would tell her, I don't want to be the strategist. I just want to be the production. Well, you're not going to give, I could do that. Yes. But after a while, there's going to be a lot of, I don't know if confusion's the right way, but it's not going to lead in the right direction. So after a lot of reflection, my 6-month little midlife crisis, and honestly, some very serious imposter syndrome, I realized I do know what works, and I have learned what works, and I have tested it, and I have adjusted things, and I am doing it for myself. And so now I've built it into my offers, and it feels so good. And it makes coming up with content so much easier. So here are some lessons that I have learned through all of this. From losing my, I shouldn't say losing because I intentionally took it down, but from not having my first podcast to having to start a new one, at first I was so upset. And I even reached out to Captivate and I was like, is there any way to get that feedback? And it could have been had it been, I think, less than 30 days, but by this point it had been 3 months, 4 months, I think. And I was like, well, that's not. But I look at it now as like, this is my chance to not start over, but like to incorporate what I want to be from the beginning. And so here's what I've learned. I made a few bullet points so I wouldn't forget. But basically, when you can create helpful content all day long, but when you have a plan and you look at how it follows that client journey and what you can take them to, that's when it's going to convert them into wanting to hire you. A podcast isn't just another task when you use it as the foundation of your entire marketing system. That's what I am doing this time. Last time, it sort of was like another thing on my to-do list. And yes, I would repurpose, but I am building this podcast to be, I call the hub of my marketing. Everything comes from this podcast. So if you follow me on Instagram, you're probably going to see things repeated from my episodes. But you know what? It's okay because we all need to hear or see or listen to things. That's the same thing, hear and listen. Okay. We all need to absorb information in different ways. That's what I should say. I actually just saw an Instagram post today about somebody who said that they don't listen to podcasts and somebody had written a book based on their podcast and she read the book. And I was like, wow, that just goes to show that, yeah, there might not be anybody, or not anybody, but there might not be someone who listens to my podcast, but they need to see it in other ways. So you want to repurpose. And it does kind of make me sad when somebody only focuses on one thing. I know there are people who had a podcast that took it down. And I have no, other than being on their email list, I would wonder, how does someone find them? Like where they're not on Instagram. They took down their podcast. I get their email, but I'm like, if I didn't get their email, and the only reason I'm on their email is because I found them through their podcast, like how do people find them? And it just makes me like so curious. Like I would just want to ask these people, and maybe I will one day. But one of the things that I've learned, and I want you to know too, is that strategy, it does not have to be complicated. We just make it intentional. And this is what I help my clients do. I want to help you build a podcast that we basically just take your offer and we plug these episodes to lead them to that offer. And that's why I basically have now realized that starting over is not a bad thing. Sometimes it's what gets you realigned again. And I feel like that's what I have done. And I can take what I've learned from my previous podcast, but in a better way. And so I'm not upset anymore. I should add anymore about taking down my old podcast. It actually, I don't know, it kind of makes me just think like, oh, I now can learn from it. And thank goodness I did save all those episodes. I don't know what I would have done if I had deleted that folder. I probably thought about it, but I just shoved everything into a podcast folder on Google Drive. And so, yeah, it's just, I don't know. But this show, I have thought about, should I put some of those old episodes onto the show? And maybe I will. Maybe I can add them in as bonus episodes or just find out what works. But, you know, I was a different business owner back then. And I taught things in a different way. And so I think this is just a good way to start fresh and reflect on who I am now and how I help my clients now. And that just feels really good. So I hope that you can relate to something that I said. And I do feel very vulnerable talking about this, but you know what? It makes me realize that we all go through things and whether that affects our business or not, mine did affect my business greatly, but that's okay. Because I'm restructuring, I'm rebuilding, and I'm improving. And I'm going to support my clients in a whole new way. And that just excites me so much. And, you know, I still have some clients who've been with me for, gosh, some of them over 2 years, one of them coming up on 2 years this year. And it makes me feel good to know that I can work with clients and help their podcast really work for them. So if you've been creating podcast episodes or even Instagram posts and you don't have a plan, I promise you I've been there It helps when you do. And the good thing about having a podcast where you can speak is that it kind of trickles down into everything else. If you have this podcast sales funnel where every episode leads to your offer and you're repurposing this podcast into your emails, well, then your emails are going to do the same thing. And then if you're repurposing this into your social media content, well, then your social media content is going to follow this funnel. So anyway, you don't have to stay in this cycle of just creating content to create content. I hope that I can help you get off of that cycle. So if you want to learn more about building a podcast that leads into your offer, I am here for you. Go grab my private podcast. If you've ever wondered if you could or should or want to, or if you're ready to start a podcast, I'm going to link it below. It's called Are You Ready for a Podcast? I went through a lot of names and I was like, you know what? Let's just, you know, stick to the basics. So it's very short, actionable, 7 steps. And I ask lots of questions for you to brainstorm answers. So basically, if you walk through the entire private podcast, you have completed half of the pre-work phase of my VIP launch experience. So it will really walk you through how podcast first marketing works. And if you think it's ready for you, reach out to me. But I'm going to drop the link to that in the description below. And as always, I am so glad you are here. And I will see you next week. Or I guess I won't see you. I will. You'll hear me anyway. Bye. Have a good day.